All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Safety and Transportation Committee for Wednesday, February 17, 2016. We have two items. It's actually turned into one item this evening. The second item, the administration has asked me to hold. But present...
Move at, hold on 6416.
All right, let me recognize who is here. Councilors present, Councilor Yates, Cody, Blazer, Fuller, Lipoff, Ciccone, Committee Clerk Danielle Delaney, and Chief Poy from the Fire Department is here. We're going to take up the first one. Come on up here, Chief. 65-16. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $106,676.39 from free cash to the Fire Department capital account to fund the installation of bidirectional amplifying cable for police and fire department radio coverage inside Newton South High School. And I think this has got something to do with when we started with Newton North High School.
That's correct. Thank you, Mr. Chair. You remember, we appropriated, I did it out of my operational budget, some money left over. We did the Newton North High School radio communications for both fire and police were really bad inside the schools. So in the event of an active shooter or anything like that, communications between fire, police, and dispatch was not good. So we have, Allcom has been doing testing in all our schools. They did Newton North, and they engineered a system to be installed there. That is complete, and it's working very well. From all reports.
Yep.
And they did testing at Newton South High School, and the quote that they provided is based on the testing that they did at that school. So we'd like to install this BDA cable to allow police and fire to speak out of the school directly to dispatch.
It's important. And we have from the police department, Captain Dowling, too, as well. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We also have Bill Lee from Allcom.
Hi, Bill. Nice to meet you.
Who can answer any questions you may have.
Do you have anything to add, Captain?
No, about a year ago, myself and Jeff Lang went to the schools, along with Mr. Yee, with the transmission libraries, both throughout the school. He has a device that measures output and input in a number of areas. It was weak. And one of the things we're concerned about, what is good today may not be good tomorrow. If there's more construction down in South and such like that, we're looking at a different situation. So we felt, if we're going to do it, we should do the whole thing. We said there are a number of areas that definitely need improvement currently. So we're good, but that could change tomorrow. So, like I said, about a year ago, we went through about 20 spots, 20, 30 spots for testing throughout the school. So all measured as devices, both police and fire.
Great, thank you. Questions?
And I also point out that Bill Yee is actually a resident of Newton as well. So,
very nice. Okay, well, Councilor Yates.
Thank you. When you say like 20 spots were bad, how bad were they? Will this bring them up so that there's enough of a cushion that we won't have to go back and do it again?
Bill, I'll let you answer that question.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes. The system itself has enough power in it to increase gain the system if we find a weak spot.
So this will wipe out the weak spots.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a scale on which you rate these things, or
there's no scale?
They take measurements.
Uh-huh.
How strong the transmission is,
uh-huh.
And the areas that aren't getting enough power, they boost up with this bi-directional amplifier. There are actually two spots in the school, if I'm correct, right? The gym and the field house that don't need any of the added protection to it. But the remaining of the school does. It boosts the signals to allow the portable radios to get outside the school and reach the repeaters.
Did I understand correctly that the thicker parts of the building where there's more building, that's harder to reach?
The steel and the windows, is that correct?
That's right.
Windows that they're installing in today's construction make it very difficult to get any kind of signal out of.
Except once you put in the bidirectional.
That's correct.
Booster.
Cool.
Okay, I have Council Fuller, and then I have Council Cody.
would you mind just describing literally what you're putting in? And a process question for Danielle and the chair. This didn't have to go to PF. I'm a little surprised when you're doing building modifications and things in buildings. But
David makes that decision.
Yeah, right. I'm just a little surprised because they usually do these kind of things.
Well, did it go? Did the?
It's just finance and PS&T.
Did Newton North go in front of them?
No, we did. That was not a special appropriation.
It was part of the building itself.
It was done retrofitted into the building, but it was done through operational budget.
Okay.
So tell us a little more physically what you actually do.
Sure. So there are two devices. There's the amplifier itself, and there's a battery backup system. And it will run cable throughout the school that picks up the signal from the first responder radio system. So there's two things to keep in mind here. There's a pop out, where you talk out the radio outside the school and talk in from the dispatcher who tries to talk to that firefighter or police officer inside the school. That's the challenge right here, the talk out and the talk in. This amplifier will pick up that signal, and with the cable that's wrapped around the school, take that signal, bring it outside. Anything that's in the outside will be brought inside.
So the amplifier, I think of as a box. Mm-hmm. And then the cable, where are you running the cable? Is it up, concealed above?
You're correct. Yeah, concealed above the ceiling. So all the antenna cable, the devices themselves, the connectors, right, all above the ceiling tile so they're not touched.
And easy to get to the places you need to put the cable in? Or easy enough?
Easy enough. There are some challenges. Right. We've overcome those challenges.
And are you trying to do this on Saturdays, or how are you doing this with all the kids?
We're determining what the schedule is right now. Perhaps during summer vacation.
Maybe this summer. It's the likely time.
Actually discussing that outside in the hope that this would be passed, that we can get this thing scheduled. Right. You know, originally we were hoping to get it during February vacation, but it didn't work out. So we'll work out a schedule, get it done as soon as possible. This is a very important public safety
right.
item.
It's clearly important, and so you certainly have my support. And I would just double check with whether it's in the process. But.
Yeah. I think, well, I'm not positive, but I think that if there's no changes to the building itself structurally, I think, but I'm not positive. But I will check with David on that. I'll get you that information, okay?
I don't even want to go in front of it.
Councilor Cody.
I'm good with this piece, and I understand what you're doing with this. So my question is, I know we had an incident at Franklin back in the late summer with the carbon monoxide and all that kind of stuff. Have we done a check on all the schools? I know you mentioned you've done a few.
We're attacking it school by school.
Okay.
So the middle schools will be tested next. We'll test on those and engineer the system on that.
Okay.
And then the smaller the schools, less of a problem. Mm-hmm. I was at the Franklin School incident, and there was one area deep down in the basement that, you know, we've been dealing with poor radio frequency for years. We have a method. We go on direct, and we speak in short distances. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you really want to be able to hit the repeater system. The officer of the company that was in the basement at the Franklin School, mm-hmm. I could hear them and understand them. They were a little bit staticky. Dispatch couldn't hear them, though.
Okay.
So, you know, when we do these schools like Franklin, it's my guess, I don't know, that the only area that will need additional engineering would be that basement area.
Okay. And then the newest schools that are being done right now, so the follow-up?
It's required for new buildings, so all new buildings that come in.
They have to be able to.
We mandate it, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all for that. So.
Councilor Yates?
Just following up on that, have you physically tested the system at Anger?
Yes.
And it works fine? You can hear, everybody can hear everything?
Yeah.
Can... public safety personnel, if they're in the building, can they communicate directly with each other, or do they have to go through dispatch?
They can either one.
Okay.
They have the fire ground frequency as well,
mm-hmm.
that they use, you know, more on busier stuff. But
this covers all the frequencies for police and fire.
Good.
I'm good.
Jim, do you have another one?
Yep.
That's part of the certificate of occupancy. In order for you to grant that, those tests are done?
It's mandated as part of the fire alarm protection package. So
I meant the testing.
Oh, yeah, when we test it, it's tested at that time.
Before the certificate of occupancy is given.
I apologize. That's correct.
Alderman Lipoff. Council Lipoff.
Being a graduate of Newton South and the alderman from Newton South, counselor from Newton South, I will move this whenever anybody's ready.
Okay. Okay, any further questions?
No.
Okay, we have a motion on the table for approval. All those in favor? 6-0. That's it, Chief.
Thank you. And this goes in front of the board.
Finance committee.
Goes to finance Monday, and then a week from Monday it'll go in front.
You want me there Monday?
Shauna will be in touch, but I'm sure.
Okay, and then the board went?
A week from Monday.
And then how long is it? 20 days after that. Okay.
20 days.
All right, I'm just trying to wrap my head around schedule. When it's on. So, all right, thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Okay.
Chief, I'll have Shauna get in touch with you for finance.
I'll recognize you.
I'm willing to move adjournment. I'm sort of curious why the administration pulled it back, though.
Read this and make a motion to hold.
Okay, 64-16, referred to public safety and transportation, the finance committee, increase the number of cheaper of operations positions in the fire department. This has been, I spoke with Maureen a couple of hours ago, and this has been something that they want to hold on to and bring back to us at a later date.
Do you know why? Because we had this in finance last week and approved it.
Not this item.
This is brand new.
Brand new.
So who's the chief that's out?
Gagnon.
Sorry. Oh, you know what? Shagnon. I just tried it last night as a late docketed item. That's where it was so familiar.
Yeah, Chief Shagnon. Yeah, you can shut that off. Wait a minute. Let's move adjournment.
You want to vote on hold?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we got to take a vote on this.
Move hold and adjourn.
All right.
Subsequent.
Alderman Yates moves hold. All those in favor?
Aye.
6-0. Okay.